I'm not calling you a jerk. I'm saying you're exhibiting jerky behavior. Oh, hello and welcome to episode 36 of Dads Being Dads. I'm Chris Catronio, and I'm sick again. And with me, looking pretty peppy, except for his itchy armpit, is Randy James.
Reason. You haven't complimented my... I guess you can't see it behind the mic.
Your beard?
My beard.
Right. Well, you always have this unshaved mange going on.
That is true. But this is, I think, the first time in my life that I've ever done it on purpose.
You're growing a beard, huh?
Yeah, like, it's grown. Like, it's grown.
What are you, like, paleo guy now? Have you gone full-blown paleo?
I don't know. Maybe it's a hipster beard. Maybe it's a paleo beard. I haven't, like, trimmed it in any special way. Like, nothing. Just nothing. It's
points,
much easier.
Edges and points.
I do have a beard trimmer, though, which I've never used. So, I might have to, you know, kind of round it out. This is my midlife crisis.
The beard. Every time I think about growing a beard, it's almost like my wife has telepathy. And something will come, she's like, man, just beards never look good. Or beards just gross me out. And it seems to correlate to when I was like a few days prior thinking to myself, I should just grow a beard. I could save myself like 10 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
10 minutes?
Oh, boy. Or shaving.
Yeah, if only. It takes me like a half hour.
What? To shave?
It does. It's a very...
A half an hour.
To
shave your face.
Yeah.
What?
I got a lot. Very full, thick.
Dude.
It's difficult.
I've seen your facial hair. In fact, I'm looking at it. I'm thinking you might have some efficiency hacks you might need to apply to your shaving routine. If it's taking you a half an hour to shave, do you use electric or wet?
Electric would basically just burn the skin off my face. Razor. I think I told you before. I signed up for the Dollar Shave Club. Just because I would always forget to buy razors, and then I wouldn't have any when I wanted to shave, which was like once a week.
See, that's your problem. You have to shave consistently a certain way to condition your skin for that way. So I use an electric razor. It takes me about, I don't know, 6 minutes to shave? I'll say 10.
You said 10.
10 at slowest. No, it's quick. Like, if I shave daily, it takes like 6 minutes, 5-6 minutes. I'm like, okay. But the first few days that I already started using it, it was pretty weird, and I'll get the little red marks and stuff.
Yeah.
But a couple of days later, if you consistently use it, your skin gets used to it, and just, boop, nothing, no problem. Boom. 6 minutes. Wham. Now, I will say the electric razor isn't as smooth. The finish isn't as smooth as a wet razor. But I never bleed, so I kind of like that.
You say a wet razor?
Or the, you know, the Bic 72 blade Mach 300 with foam.
Well, that's the other real problem, right? They keep... these people, they might as well be... They're like cell phone companies. They'll just charge you anything they feel like for these razors because you have to buy them.
Yeah, anything they possibly can get away with.
Yeah. Well, how could they not get away with it? It's like, oh, you want to shave? Guess what? One razor now costs $8.
I mean, it's... Actually, I think I'm going to defend them here. I'm not sure if they're still around. But at least back in the day, you could still get the single blade Bic razor, which was so boring. And the handle actually looked like a milk straw. They're like so minimalist, and it had just a single blade and a big plastic face. And they were dirt cheap. I want to say you get like a bag of 10 of them for like $4 or something. So look for the Bic single blade, man. You don't have to fall into the Mach 3 trap.
I'd have to use 9 of them each time I shave.
No, they held up for like, you know, a week or two.
I use one razor each time I shave. I don't ever reuse it. It can't be reused.
It's just this smoldering mess when you're done with it.
It is. The color strip is gone. That thing that's supposed to indicate.
Oh my gosh.
It's gone.
The bloodbath that must be your shaving routine.
Possibly. And you
mentioned, I have to replace my sink every month, for crying out loud, after the tree trunk size clippings are smashing into the bowl.
More or less, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, but we do a show about being dads. I guess all dads have to shave, right?
Yeah.
It's dad specific. Sure. Yeah, do you shave while your kids are running around trying to cause trouble like I have to?
Oh, goodness. That's why I stopped.
You just give it up.
Life is so much easier. I've regained this half hour a week. I don't have to be concerned with when I'm going to squeeze it in. Oh, honey, guess what? Is it okay if I go upstairs and shave for half hour?
Yeah, can you cover me for a few hours?
Can you cover me for a little while?
Man.
You take care of this. No, but unfortunately, you alluded to the fact that your wife does not like beards. Neither does mine. In fact, she's very vocal about disliking it. But and I've gone along with that for a good number of years. And finally, you know what? No. I'm doing this because I feel like doing it. You can deal with it for a little while.
Yeah, it is something I've always wanted to do before I croaked. I had the goatee and the mustache for years. And actually, it turns out I don't like them because it makes my skin feel weird on my chin and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got out of my system, you know.
It's getting big enough now where I can make my mouth disappear.
You could save leftovers up there.
Yeah, I get food caught in my mustache sometimes, so I need to keep like a little mustache comb in my pocket so I can just comb the food out. or you have to start trimming around your mouth so it becomes nice. And if you don't, what happens? Will your mustache just grow and connect to the bottom of your face?
Eventually, you could brush it sideways.
To the side.
Yeah, and then you get that big kind of feathered hair mustache with wings thing going on.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty classic, you know, from a 1920s perspective.
And I didn't really know what to do about cleaning it, right? It's going to get dirty.
The beard?
Yeah.
Like shampoo it or something?
Well, so that's what I do. I just... It's just a part of my head. Basically, my head's big, one big giant hairball. So this shampoo just goes everywhere. No making fun.
I'm not making fun. All right. Coughing up snot because I'm sick again.
Good.
Yeah, we had a pretty crazy week, man. Well, I should say day. I've already maybe told you a little bit about today, but...
Yeah, I don't want to hear it again.
Well, what about the listeners?
Okay. Maybe they do too.
This is something they have to be aware of because... In the post-mortem, I got a little complacent as a dad, I think.
Somebody died?
Nobody died. Just a few staples in the scalp skin of one of my twins. So we've been they've been eating in their little booster seats, and we strap them to these, unfortunately, giant, tall oak chair things that we've had in our kitchen for years. And they're super heavy, and they're super hard to move. And we usually, and I thought, kept them adequately far away from the edge that they've been eating on, so they can't really push back.
So they can't kick themselves over.
Yeah. And again, it takes a lot of force to get these chairs to even move backwards. It's like, so, of course, karma caught up with me, which is a bummer. So this morning, I'm dragging around this morning, but it was pretty peaceful. The kids were all getting along awesome. Everyone was sharing their breakfast and all that. And I usually don't leave them for any time with them up in their seats. But I've been sick and I had to go to the potty. Now, one of the dad skills that dads who've been at it for a while and moms too might have developed is the ability to do their duty in 30 seconds or less, because sometimes you just have to go. And you have to either pen up the kids or you just sneak out when you know they're in a pretty safe spot. Anyway, so I go off and, 15 seconds later, I hear this clomping sound and it sounds like his booster coming back down on the seat. I'm like, don't lean back. And something in me said, don't worry about wiping. Just run out there. And I run out there as I'm running out, I hear that crash. And sure enough, my Alex goes backwards, smashes down. He's on his back. He's crying. I'm like, oh my gosh. I pick him up, get him straightened out, blood pouring all over my hand, pouring out of his head. And, get him some ice and put it on his head. And hopefully it's a sign that it wasn't that bad. 'Cause he stopped crying within a minute. And
that part of his brain could have been damaged.
Yeah, it's true. It could have damaged his pain receptors, and now he's basically going to just
service you could provide to damage the crying.
Oh
no!
No. No, because he cried plenty later on.
Okay.
Just, you know, about, oh, where's my milk? Oh, oh, oh. Just silly stuff like that. But yeah, dude, it was crazy. Josie had a panic attack as she came over to help and was standing there and was like, I can't be here. I can't be here. And just like shaking her hands. I'm like, well, go in the other room. I got this covered.
And we should start saving for medical school. I see.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, went to the doctors, no sign of concussion. Had to go to the ER because he had basically the skin on your head is really thin. And,
it's thin?
It's super thin. And what's under it?
Bone?
Bone. He had a hole. You could see his skull. I'm like,
Are you good?
Cool. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like,
did you get a picture?
I didn't.
These are memories you're losing out on.
I think I want to forget this one.
These are wedding day photo slideshow pictures. Oh, my
goodness. Here's the hole in your head from when your dad was a knucklehead. And
you put the lovely piano music to it.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it's just picture after picture of compound fractures and staples in the skull.
Oh, my goodness.
I
learned some stuff. I learned that it's really time to get them into a more safe eating situation. So one of the first things we did is brought in the Josie's play table. I think you were the one that Max and Molly and Josie were eating on, the little those little mini tables. So
sure.
We got rid of the lethal thing that's now in the garage. Let me know if you need an oak table. And put the little one out. And now we're dealing with what was so great about the prior operation, though, is they were strapped into their seats. So
yeah,
you could, like, what I would do if I had to run out and answer the door, I just pull them away from the counter and run out of the room, do something, and run back in. And they're just like, because they're strapped to this giant, immovable seat. So now they're sitting in for, like, on their own on these little table. And so they get up and run around and pour seltzer on each other's heads and it's total mayhem. So we're just like, after this first experience with everyone at their little mini table, we're just like, what are we going to do?
I am regretting letting Molly out of her. I don't think Molly ever sat in a high chair.
Mm.
Same thing with, she took advantage of us for sure. Max liked his high chair and used it for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then he used a booster, which he was still strapped into.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he progressed into a stool and then his big chair, and it was cool.
Yeah.
Molly basically sat in our lap her whole life and then sat in a big chair.
Mm.
She skipped right over the high chair. She sat in the high chair for a little while.
Yeah. Like a super early.
Yeah. And no booster. And it's bad. Yeah. Cause just in and out of the chair.
Yeah. They've up got and down, mad all around, ADD.
Constantly smashing the head on the table as she can't climb into the giant chair.
Yes. That was the other thing. I set this whole thing up. They have their little meal. It could have gone smoother, but no one got hurt. And afterwards, they're just chilling out with their waters or their milks or whatever. But Gianni's in and out of the seat, in and out, in and out. Like, Alex sat down and ate. Josie obviously sits down and eat. And Gianni's constantly in and out, in and out. And he's, like, drinking and wiggling halfway on the seat, but not really in it. But then his legs are kind of over. And he just falls sideways, just
falls right
full out. On, boom, sideways on the floor. But I put a rug down before we put this thing, so it's a little bit more padded. He gets up. I'm okay. I'm okay. That's the thing they do now anytime they wipe out. I'm okay. And it's really
pouring out everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that was the night before gosh, kids are crazy. Kids are suicidal. Boys, so suicidal. Like, Josie was a little suicidal. The boys
Let's not be sexist.
I am. Based on the small evidence I have, I will be sexist within my house. My boys are so much suicidal than my girl, period.
I think it's because you had girl first.
Maybe. She had tons of attention. But she was never quite as risky as them. I mean, they're like climbing up onto the backs of the toilet. She never did that. She would look in the toilet, slam the lid and stuff. They're like, must scale the toilet, must get up to the highest possible point and then get trapped and cry.
Well, they're probably egging each other on, but...
No.
My son was adventurous, but not, you know, mostly because I egged him on, right?
Oh, okay.
We did things together, but my daughter, the younger, she picks up her cues from him and her own craziness. And so she's watching a 6-year-old and she's nuts. I mean, endless stories, right? But she's pretty nuts. Mm. Runs as fast as she can through gauntlets of razor wire.
I mean, actually, I've seen the videos and seen her hanging out. You're right. It's not because they're boys or girls. Some people, some kids are just crazy compared to other kids.
Thankfully, it carries over into certain things like the enjoyment of water and sand and just right. being dirty and muddy.
So not all this fear holding her back.
You can spray her square in the face with the hose, and she will laugh and laugh and laugh. It's very strange, but it's great, right? Until she just gets cold and then stops and starts shaking in her. I got a question for you, though.
Oh.
Have you wiped yet?
I did.
Okay,
That's good. A good question, because... I only got one good one in before the crisis.
Yeah.
And it was quite a while later.
That does, you said you usually have something to rush back to. That's not normally my problem. My problem is when I need to have some alone time. The kids follow me.
Mm-hmm.
If I leave the room for more than 3.5 seconds, they go looking.
They push the door open. What you doing? Or they stand out, bang on the door, start crying.
They start crying.
Like, I have to go potty. Been holding it for 48 hours. No, just kidding.
it's a little strange. Yeah, they can't. I left my son in the shower because they were both in there and they were ready to get out. And of course, they started fighting again in the shower, which is horribly dangerous.
Yeah,
someone's going to slip and fall. They're throwing things at each other.
And you're going to be getting head staples.
Right. So I turn off the water.
They literally stapled his head back together.
I know.
Staples.
I think the staples just go,
pinch the flesh together.
Yeah.
He was a trooper, dude. Then I tell you, they reverse roles. I'm totally hijacking your story.
It's fine.
But they reverse roles again. He's now the polite gentleman. So he apparently wowed everyone at the ER.
Oh, he was being polite while he was being stapled.
He was totally cool. I don't think he cried at all, except when they stapled his head. He cried for like a minute. And then he was back to like, So consequently, everyone was bringing him treats and food. And they get back, I'm like, oh my gosh, has he eaten? And Nicole's just like, oh yeah, he's had goldfish, popsicle, this, that. I'm like, what? But apparently when you're a polite little gentleman of 2 years old, people at the hospital want to give you lots of treats.
Nice.
Keep that in mind.
Anyway. So they were in the shower, and they were being little punks, and I told them as much. So I turned off the shower, and I took out, I took my daughter out, and I think I said to my son, I said, okay, well, let's go. Come on, we're done with the shower. And he's like, no. I'm staying in here. I'm like, okay. So I just took my daughter, and I left. And that's not what he's expecting. He's expecting me to wait there until he tells me that he's ready.
Or to deliberate with him and...
Right.
Oh, you really gotta follow me, huh?
So instead, I'm like, fine, I don't have time for this. And I just left. I took her downstairs. I got her diaper on and got her dressed for bed. And maybe 12 seconds passed after I got her downstairs, and he starts screaming.
Uh-oh.
Screaming and screaming and screaming. Yeah. Where are you? I want you up here.
Oh,
and
then, no.
Of course, Molly's sitting there on the bed, like, getting her clothes on. She's like, Daddy, Max wants you up there.
And now you have a decision to make.
I know he does.
Which one do I leave alone?
She's just repeating everything he says back to me. I'm like, I know. I can hear him. Well, what did I do? I got her into the bathroom and brushing her teeth. And then I wandered my way back up there to get him. Of course, he's standing at the top of the stairs. Like, it made no sense at all, right? He didn't dry himself off.
Of course not.
And he's standing at the top of the stairs, soaking wet, dripping all over the floor, not coming down the stairs. Like, did you forget how to use stairs? I don't understand.
And towels,
yeah.
Well, he did, because you blew his mind by not humoring him.
Something.
Sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes they just want to play you for, like, as long as they can.
I think so.
That's when you just turn around and walk away. Just be like, gotta go.
Peace I'm not out. A big advocate of that. Some people choose to do that more often than not. Like
what, just, like, leave them in the dust?
Well, to give, like, the one and done, sort of. I gave you, basically, the zero tolerance policy.
Yeah, one chance, one strike, you're out.
I said, now, you didn't listen, I'm leaving you at the mall. You know, I'm not... I don't know. I try to find other ways to get it done. Maybe I'm just bad at it. But yeah, every once in a while, they'll push me over the edge. And it's already, like, it's already past bedtime, dude. I don't have time for this. I don't want to put up with this. And I think he needed a little bit of a wake-up call. So maybe next time he'll get out in time. He was mad at me because I told them they were being punks, throwing stuff around in the shower. And then it just escalates. It's like, okay, well, you were.
I'm not a punk.
Right. Don't call me a punk.
Why you call me names, Dad?
Oh, boy.
You know that hurts my feelings.
So we had, speaking of spraying my daughter in the face reminded me of this, with the hose. We had a birthday party similar to one you had discussed before. It was a Star Wars themed party. Yeah, and that's gross. What happened...
Sorry.
What ended up happening was they did a really good job setting up all these props, and they had they made 20 lightsabers out of those pool noodles.
Yeah,
and
those put handles so on much fun. That was so genius because they're impossible to get hurt with, I think.
Well,
unless
almost.
You hit in the eye with them.
Yeah, I got buzzed across the eyeballs a few times.
Ooh, yeah, that'll hurt.
And they had squirt guns like the other party.
Nice.
Kids like guns.
For blasters.
Yeah.
Dude, I loved guns when I was a kid.
I know, so do I. Like
stick
they
guns.
Really... So what it turned into was... I'm not sure how it started. Probably because I picked up some squirt guns and started spraying kids. But what it turned into was...
I'm not sure what precipitated it.
Just like the other party, me holding two guns in each hand and running around while all the other kids chased me, trying to hit me with the swords and spray me with squirt guns, as I sprayed all of them in the face with my four guns.
So were you Darth Vader's apprentice or something?
I don't know what I was. They were yelling stuff about...
Yeah, Sith Lords and four-armed General Grievous or something.
Yeah, but, you know, my daughter was right there in the melee... chasing me and hitting me and squirting me. She had a gun in one hand and a sword in the other.
Oh, nice. She's like a buccaneer or something.
She followed right along, laughing. And I'm spraying her right in the face with the four squirt guns running away. And she's just laughing and laughing. It's very reassuring. I don't know what the word is. I like it.
She's tough. She's spirited.
I like that she's spirited, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
But it gets a little... how do you say? At some point, you got to shut it down, right? And what begins to happen is some of the kids fall out, and then they take a little rest, and then they just kind of cycle back in.
Mm.
And there's no way to shut it down because all of them are at some stage of restfulness.
Mm.
There isn't a stage you get to where you've worn all of them out at the same time. So I spent the last... hour and a half running backwards around the yard spraying kids, right? And
I mean, can't you move on to a different activity? Isn't that usually, you just have to have a activity shift to get them all on board, you know?
I think the next shift turned out to be the cake.
Yeah.
Right. But until then, you know, there was a man down at one point. One of the kids fell down and they just started trampling him. Like there was no regard for that kid's safety whatsoever. So I had to kind of shield him with my own body to see how he was doing. So I was huddled over him, talking to him under my arm, be like, how you doing? What'd you hurt there? While everyone is beating me with these foam swords and dumping water on me and not listening to my pleas for surrender for the moment.
Yeah.
So then my next favorite thing to do in that situation where you have zero compliance is just start stacking bodies. And I don't mean... corpses, but I mean literally stacking the children on top of each other. So you take the nearest one you can get, and you lay him on the ground face down. And while you're holding him down, you take
another kid. You just start Jenga piling the kids?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
And then you take another kid.
Doesn't
and you
that
put
hurt
them
the bottom kid, though?
Orthogonal to the kid on the bottom. After a while, the kid on the bottom gets a little uncomfortable. You don't have to stack them straight up. That's the beauty of it. You can...
I can make like a wall out of stacked children.
Well, like they've slid diagonally and sort of like a mudslide of children across the yard. And if even if they're just overlapped a little bit, they have a real hard time untangling themselves from each other. And it buys you a little bit of time. And it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
To orchestrate like the kids.
I'm building rock walls, but with kids instead.
Yeah.
That is something I've never thought of before. Or seen, for that matter.
It could go much faster with a team of two, because you get someone...
One throws the kids to the stacker. The other one has... Or three people. You have the holder, the stacker, and the thrower.
Yeah, there's the holder, because the kids that are nearest to the top need to be held down a little bit. Otherwise, they're going to get
wrong.
Up. And then the pile just disintegrates.
Oh, boy.
And you could get creative. If you could do it in a full circle, then it would hold itself down.
Oh, like interlock right? their legs so uh-huh. they can't...
Yeah, exactly.
A couple zip ties there, boom, everyone's done.
Now you're talking crazy. You know how
oh, yeah, clearly.
Do you know how you close the top of a cardboard box where you inter
yeah, the weave four the leaves. Folds?
Yeah. Just like that.
Seriously.
Yeah. You could do that in one large mesh.
Then you put like a chihuahua in the middle of it. Lock them up.
A hungry chihuahua.
Or no, a chihuahua, because they're always scared. You throw them in a cage made of kids and freak it out.
Hmm.
This is a horrible thing. So this is what not to do at birthday parties. Or something.
No, of course all the other parents are watching, right? And you're waiting for one of them to freak out at you and tell
they
you
look
to stop
up occasionally
it.
From the phone.
Yeah. I'll allow it. More or less like that.
Keep
so
going.
You know, and I had to inadvertently spray most of them in the face as we ran by.
The parents? Oops. Yeah. How did that happen?
Right. Oops, 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 oops.
I hit your phone. Sorry.
I mean, they're sitting right there. Yeah. There's no way they're getting away with it. I got a lot of scowls for that, but we moved on to cake. They had a pinata. They had one of the better pinatas, though they hit it anyway. They hit it with the foam swords.
Hmm.
It was a string pinata. Have you seen these?
I haven't.
It's basically, it has a whole bunch of strings stuck to the bottom, and maybe say there's 100 of them, I don't know. 99 of them do nothing, and one of them opens the pinata.
Oh, and everyone grabs a string?
Everyone gets a turn grabbing a string. Of course, you could get one obnoxious kid that just grabs all the strings and pulls, and then
the whole
you
thing
go.
Opens up, yeah. Like Jason. Would Jason yeah. come wreck the pinata?
Like Jason. That little Jason kid. He wasn't there.
Oh, bummer.
I'm not sure what circles he walks in.
They're very dark circles.
They're something.
Seven circles.
I don't know. We might have to start tracking.
You know, I got to admit, Jason's kind of like a Cartman to me now. You know, Cartman, it's pretty annoying, but he's very compelling to watch because he's so crazy and wrong all the time. It's like, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, well, you haven't seen him.
No, but I like the stories.
Okay.
He's becoming like my Cartman.
I don't want to see him again.
Yeah. Was that your wailing child, or is that my wailing child?
Yeah, there's a wailing child.
Okay, just being sure, because I have to check my child every 2 hours. So I'm supposed to wake him up every 2 hours.
Oh, for the head injury.
Yeah, make sure he doesn't have swelling around his... skull puncture. Well, it's not the skull puncture, but, you know, his cut.
Scream and cry if everything is okay.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That like, make sure he's behaving normally. I'm like, he's sleeping. If I wake him up, he's going to be pissed and cry that he's not sleeping. So I got to wake him up every 2 hours and make him cry. I was like, that sounds awful for everybody. And like,
get right in his face.
Yeah.
Start poking his staples.
And
does this hurt?
I got to go Google this stuff, but isn't, like, a concussion, if you get it, it will happen within the first 12 hours, right? It doesn't creep up 24 hours later or something. Or am I wrong? I got to Google this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I suppose you can get, like, I don't want to scare you or anything. I suppose you could get, like, brain swelling later.
Yeah.
But,
that's some texture. I like it.
Well, I have to go see what's going on now.
No, you don't. Do you?
I do, because it's getting closer. There are doors opening.
It's getting... We've got a guest tonight, people. Welcome to the show.
Let's just wait this out. I'll have to crank up the gain on that.
I can hear little fits and starts.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so...
it could be brain swelling could come overnight. So, yeah, I suppose I will check on them every 2 hours. Wow. Now, the problem is he'll wake up and he'll say something and that'll wake his brother up and then they'll both start screaming.
I don't think I would wake him up. I would just go see if he's still breathing.
Oh, then one of the other symptoms was, if he doesn't want to wake up, there could be a problem. I'm waking him up 15 times a night. I'm like, who edited this damn instruction sheet? This stuff is in any logical order.
I don't know if that's even worth the risk, to be honest. What are you going to do? Like, what is the...
prompt medical attention. I'll be like, holy crap, at 3 in the morning, my kid didn't wake up fast. I'm going to whip him to the emergency room again. I'm going to be like, just, get back and get some sleep for this kid.
I think you should just take him, just wake him up at 3 in the morning, take him to the emergency room.
Just
no matter what happens. The doctor told me to bring him back here if he acted strange when I woke him up for the 6th time.
Yeah. But that place is scary, man.
Like, the emergency
room? There was someone basically dying next to them while Alex was waiting. And, well, they were, they might have been saved, but it was like the whole shebang going on, like people flying in and out and things and chest compressions.
Oh, in the room next to them. Oh, they were resuscitating.
It was bad news. And then this other one was like an OD, and I'm just like, holy cow.
Where do you live?
Oh, we live in the dark, dark place. No, this was, we took him to Lowell General. Lowell General, which is actually quite a nice hospital, but, you know, there's all sorts of colorful elements in around that town. So
colorful, sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole mixed bag. So some crazy stuff happens out there.
Why?
Why does crazy stuff happen? Because it's a city. And crazy stuff happens in cities.
Why?
Because.
Why? Because why?
Just because. Sometimes the answer is just because.
You don't try to answer them?
I do. But sometimes the answer is, like when it rains. Dad, why is it raining? Well, there's not really a why that I'm going to get into right now. It just is. I mean, sometimes we do. Well, the precipitation layer is built up enough where the clouds of condensed and dust particles have been sufficient enough to allow the vapor to cling to the part. Dad, can we go? Can we go get ice cream? So, you know, you got to get those opportunities. You can tell when they're receptive to the thorough answer or when they're just trying to annoy you by saying why all the time.
Well, it's not the 6-year-old, it's the 2.5-year-old.
No, they don't ask me that yet.
Well, that, yeah.
Oh, yours does. Yeah, yours does. That half is a big half, man.
It's a huge half.
Yeah.
She loves it. It's comical sometimes. I'm trying to think of an example. What's a good example? Come up with any subject. I don't know. I'll say I'm eating some cereal.
Why?
And she'll go, why? I say, because
I'm hungry.
Because I'm hungry. Why? Because I've already burned through the calories I had from the last meal. Why? Because I rode my bike some today and
been busy lifting your sorry ass up 100 times a day.
Precisely. Yeah. Why? Well, because
you refuse to walk to the different rooms when I tell you to.
Why? Well, I don't know.
But that's
in your end. You tell me that. See, it just goes round and round. It's a lot of fun.
It is pretty fun, isn't it?
Whichever way you answer it, you can turn. It's like a choose your own adventure book. You just start filling in the stories wherever you want to take it.
It's definitely an adventure. I'm completely physically, emotionally exhausted today, mentally. It definitely doesn't help that I'm sick.
We didn't have staples, but we had another. Do you recall the picture of Molly when she got bitten by a mosquito near her eye?
Yeah, the big poof up.
Mm-hmm. That happened again.
Oh, no? Seriously?
Same eye.
Oh, wow.
Same eye. She got, except instead of below the eye, it was like right on her eyelid.
Oof. Is it black fly or mosquito?
No, it's mosquito.
Really? Wow.
Mosquito bit her, and about 12 hours later, maybe, it started ballooning.
Oh, geez.
And then about 24 hours later, it closed completely. So she can't see out of one of her eyes, which is great, because it doesn't bother her at all.
It's just bumps in the doors and stuff now.
Right. She just has no depth perception. And so we gave her some Benadryl. Blind spot. So we gave her some Benadryl to help with the, I don't know, people say Benadryl's good.
It's an antihistamine, and all that swelling is your body hyper producing histamines to, you know, combat the
those toxins. Histamines.
Dude, I am a hyperactive histamine producer myself. So I think you told me she's one of the unfortunate few who has the reverse Benadryl reaction.
Correct.
Oh, no.
So you give her Benadryl to reduce the swelling.
It's like a shot of espresso.
Eye that she can't see out of, and she goes bananas.
Oh, my goodness.
Sprinting around the house with no depth perception and a huge blind spot. Just starts slamming into things.
Oh, hold on now. Hold on. Because we might be able to science this. Liquid or regular Benadryl?
I don't know. Oh. I wasn't home.
All right, so we should look into this, though, because I have a theory on maybe. Well, no, because actually, I think I read about it. It is the antihistamine. Because some of these medicines for the kids are sweetened and full of coloring. And artificial coloring can wig out certain kids, mine included, my wife's brother. I mean, we've seen it before. Red dyes, purple dyes, all that stuff. We use dye-free liquid Benadryl,
and it works. Oh, yeah, we probably have that, too.
Yeah. That would be something to check out if you happen to be using one with a dye. But there are kids who react to the thing that makes most people drowsy by getting all hyped up, which is a real bummer.
I know. It is a bummer because that's a tool you can go to sometimes, but we can't.
Yeah, very occasionally. We have been known. to give them the Tylenol Benadryl cocktail. Almost always when they have aches and pains and runny noses. And
yeah. We shouldn't laugh.
No. We shouldn't
laugh at making...
drugging our children.
What do they call it? Self-medicating, but not yourself, I guess. Yeah, you're drugging your children.
We're drugging the innocent. They have no say in the matter. They ask for it, though. Like, medicine,
drugs. Well, I just call it drugs.
You want some drugs?
But there's a lot of comedy to this. Same with, you might as well use the words that make you laugh the most. And so we just call it drugs. Do you want some drugs? And then, of course, at some point, inevitably,
she'll they go walk to the around teacher.
I want drugs.
Yeah, I want some drugs. I need me some fresh drugs. My old drugs wore it off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. No reason not to do that, I think. I mean, you could give them funnier names, too, which...
You want some PCP? You want more of your PCP, honey?
You're right.
It's prescription.
Anything you want.
Pain suppressor? No, it doesn't work.
And, of course, people will worry. Well, if they tell that to someone, they'll think that's what you're giving it, really.
Yeah, well, actually, yes. We'll fast forward to Dads Being Dads, episode 457. DSS comes knocking to Randy's door. Where's the PCP?
People get mad.
It's Benadryl, I swear.
People get mad just that I call them drugs. It's
like, what? Don't say that.
It's very insensitive. They should say no to drugs. Like, but these are drugs.
Say no to drugs. Didn't they debunk that?
The saying no?
Just say no.
They debunked it? What does that mean? They should just say yes?
No, they realized it didn't actually help anything. Or maybe it was dare. I don't know. I don't care either.
Let's not move on. There was something else. It's related to pooping. Oh.
What isn't related to pooping?
Well, we've entered the sleep stage, despite the evidence to the contrary during the show here. When I'm putting my daughter to bed, we go through this routine. We read stories. You know, she has a snack. She's always hungry. Has her drink. And then at some point, when I know she's getting tired and we've gone through some stories, I always tell her, I say, look, I got to go poop. You stay here. I'll be right back. Right? And you got to what's occurred to me is kids have no sense of time. And we know this. Inherently, we know it. But for some reason, when we want them to do things, we give them time. Like, I'll see you in the morning. You know, I'll see you later. Right? And they don't like that because that sounds like forever to them.
Yeah, it's true.
So you just tell them you'll be right back. Because if they fall asleep, it really feels the same way. And shockingly, that's been working.
Oh, I'll be right back.
I tell her I got to go poop and I'll be right back. Hmm. She's like, okay. I mean, you stay here. She's like, yeah. And she's reading her books. And I go back and check on her, and she's asleep on the bed with a book on her face.
Nice.
And sometimes she'll leave the room and come out and come looking for me. And I always, like, I hear her come out, and I go hustling over there. I'm like, oh, just finished pooping. Let's get back in bed and lay her back down. And then a couple minutes later, I'm like, oh, got to poop again.
She's just been getting work done by saying,
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Dad had a big dinner.
But that's been, it's, I think you know when you get to that phase, obviously, if you do different things with your kids like you did, and you've got, they love their cribs, and you just put them down. We didn't.
Yeah, that nerve of me.
We didn't end up there.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Some people, some of our audience might learn from our foibles and choices and make their own poor ones.
I've never experienced it, so I still think it's a hurdle I wouldn't be able to overcome easily.
What?
Maybe it's the kids too. Like, maybe we don't, without living in each other's houses for those periods of time, it's very hard to tell how easy it was.
Mm.
Right?
Well, it's super easy when they're babies, right? Because it's like, here's some food, some Rocky sings song, lay down, pet your head, oh, you're sleeping.
Not
bye-bye.
Really. Shoomph. Huh. There was a period of time where I could put my son down in the crib and he would roll over and go to sleep for the whole night. Mm. That was about 3 weeks.
What?
I'm not kidding. And then, no. Like, if he hit the mattress, even no matter how slowly I lowered him down or whether he was awake
or asleep.
Oh, yeah,
we went through that, too. And you leave for 5 minutes, you come back in, check on him.
Didn't work.
Oh, it totally works.
No.
There's nights that were definitely harder, and we still get him once in a while. But almost always, you know, one or two visits and then poop, someone goes out. Or they get mellow enough where they'll just sit there and sing to themselves and eventually conk out. But you have to endure it. There is, you know, there's a little bit. Some nights are not as smooth as others.
You're heartless.
But then eventually that's what they prefer, which is awesome because they sleep
learn to
good.
Hate you, basically.
Hey, whatever works. They seem to love me.
I will never be loved.
They ask for when that's I walk in the morning, they wake up, they're like, hi, daddy. I'm like, you guys sleep good? Yes, daddy. I'm like, okay. You must like sleeping in your cribs with your own little me-sized pillows? Yes, daddy. There were definitely a few crazy nights where it's just, and those are mostly the sick nights where you're in and out like a bunch, but those nights are few and far between compared to the nights you're like, all right, peace out, dude. You put them down and boom, everyone's asleep. Mm. You get 2 whopping hours to live your entire life, catch up on all your chores and start all over again.
Well, what do you mean? You got more than 2 hours. They're going down at what, 8?
Yeah, let's say they're down. Boys are down a little earlier. Josie's tends to like be closer to 8:30, 9:15.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, usually we're all wrapped up in by like 9:15 or 9:00. But Nicole has to go to bed at 10, and I really should go to bed at like 11. So yeah, we got 2 hours to ourselves.
Yeah,
but they're precious because we could conduct a conversation or puzzle through something we've been trying to figure out. Getting interrupted and worrying about
something. Or record a podcast.
Yeah. It works out.
Mm-hmm. So.
But again, your way works out too. It's just you're a little more on the hook.
A little more invested, I think is.
I don't know about invested, but you have to be exactly there more often right next
to
them.
That's invested. That's what I mean.
I guess.
As in time.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's of value. We've committed to being there longer. And to some degree, like as you could hear earlier, I'm not sure it was such a great choice because she ends up a little bit crankier.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's no reason for her to be cranky. Maybe her eyes bothering her or something.
But oh, yeah.
Some nights she'll just refuse to go to sleep until late. And maybe that's unrelated, but...
That's the coffee giver at dinner time.
She sleeps less than he does, which is crazy. The 2.5-year-old is sleeping less than the 6-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it's good because they need those hours.
Yeah. They're supposed to get what? At 2, they're supposed to get 10, 11, 10 to 12 hours, I think it is at 2 years old.
I think it's 10 to 12 hours, yeah. And she's not even asleep yet, and she will probably be up at 7 tomorrow, so Whoa. She'll maybe get 9.5 tonight, and then she'll sleep for an hour and a half nap time or something.
Mm.
So I guess that's 10 to 12 total for the day, but that sucks.
That's a little rough.
Yeah.
That's a little rough. I mean, it's not terrible, terrible, because I think Gianni, out of the three of them, needs the least sleep. So he tends to get up early and kind of hang out in his crib and talk, and eventually Alex wakes up and stuff. So I think every person has a slightly different tuning.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, being up too late is just no good. They're just too cranky the next day. Especially, mm-hmm. I mean, it's being up beyond when they should be asleep. Again, this all comes back to, we're like broken records about the schedule. But, like, a couple nights of either the last week or the week before, Nicole was putting the boys to bed a little later because it's been so nice out, and they'll play outside. And
yeah, summertime's a problem. Yeah,
it's tricky, right? And it's easy to get caught up with the fun that you're having at night, and then you put the kids down, and they don't sleep any longer. They still get up at the exact same time, and then they're cranky. And they'll be cranky throughout the morning until they take their nap or whatnot, or cranky off and on, or more cranky. It's not even horribly bad, but there's a definite difference. Even just a half-hour shift in schedule.
A lot of sunlight we're giving up, though.
Yeah, but
it's bananas.
So what? We spend a lot of time in the dark in the winter, and who gives a crap? You know, it's just, it is what it is. But schedule is king. King for consistency.
Yeah.
And even-keeledness of the children's ear parts.
Slow show this week, Chris.
Dude, I'm lucky I didn't hack up along during this episode.
I know, it's been a long week, too. Listen, there's one other thing maybe we can talk about, and then we can wrap it up a teensy bit early.
Okay. It's
delightful. Lately, and I don't know why, but we've been doing this to each other.
You? What?
Lately, I don't know where I saw this, but I decided when someone asks me how I'm doing or how it's going, what do I tell them?
This is the best day ever.
Best day of my life.
Best day of my life right here.
Best day of my life. And it's not so much that it's a lie, because in some sense, it's always true, especially if you think of your past as unrelated. So that's already happened, right? Maybe I'm being too existential here, right? But you imagine your life just got bigger. Every day you add is... Yeah. You're adding it to what you've already had, and it's...
Chalk another tick mark up on the scoreboard. I made it another day.
Some people looked at it negative, like, it's another one gone, you know, that much closer to the end.
That's another one you survived. That's awesome.
Right. Well, but the one you're participating in right now or experiencing right now, this is it, right? This is everything you're doing, and why not make it
The culmination great? Of your entire life's effort is... where you are at this very second.
But I feel like just by saying it's the best day of your life, it actually makes it a much better day.
Nice. Now, it does. When I text, so I think you first dropped that on me through an instant messaging.
You were confused a little bit. Well,
again, because the written word lacks the inflection of the...
No, I could have been sarcastic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, are you being sarcastic? Are you being for reals? And you're like, woohoo! And I was like, oh, you're for reals. I was like,
right, well, and you start to wonder, what happened? Did you win the lottery?
Well, I was I started feeling pretty good, too. I'm like,
yeah.
It was quite a nice day. I looked outside. It was bright and sunny. Sure, sunny. I was at work, but I was getting paid. Kids were all safe at school and camp. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you about. I'll save it for next week.
What do you have to complain about? Everything's great, right?
I
got nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
I got food on the table. Right. I got kids screaming themselves to sleep at night.
It's all good.
Anything I want to do. I could read a book. I could record this show with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's going to be the best day of my life.
Yeah.
It's the last day of the work week before the 4th of July break for us.
Nice.
So it'll be probably a shortish day. I got a lot of cool stuff happening, a lot of neat projects to work on.
Look forward to.
Oh, every day, man.
That's awesome.
Wake up, enjoy the sunshine and the trees. And I hit a squirrel yesterday.
On the bike?
Mm-hmm.
I did that when I was a kid.
I think I just hit his tail.
Did he do one of those wiggle, wiggle, dart side to side and then in front of the tire?
I didn't even see him. He came out of the grass so fast.
Yeah.
And then he turned around and I think I ran over his tail. Because he was gone when I looked behind me.
Oh, that's good.
My wife killed a squirrel the other day. Or on her bike? Something tiny. Yeah. Like going down a big hill, going pretty fast. You know, you can't swerve around it.
You shouldn't, because you could die.
And she cut it right in half, basically.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did she have, like, the willies for, like, 3 days after, like I did?
She's a vegetarian, too.
Yeah, well, she didn't have to eat it, so she's cool. She's murdered it in cold blood for no reason.
But she's a vegetarian for the animal cruelty part, not the...
Yeah, but cruelty insinuates intent. I'm pretty sure she didn't mean to do that.
I understand.
Yeah. I feel for her, though, because that happened to me when I was real young on my BMX bike. And I'll never forget the squishy, flonking feeling that reverberated up through the bike. Because you can feel a lot through a bike you don't really realize because you're kind of used to the background vibrations and bumps. Whew. Yeah, that wasn't like anything I've ever run over before.
Yeah, it's terrible stuff.
I had the willies off and on for like 3 days.
But listen, I highly recommend everyone try it. Not to confuse your friends and make them wonder, but just say to yourself.
Well, that's part of the fun, so go for it.
It's part of it, but you can just say it to yourself. Hey, today's the best day of my life right here.
Seriously? Right?
Someone asks you how you're doing, best day of my life. And you know what? Like you said, it'll make them have a better day too for just those positive.
Yeah. They'll be like, what's so great about this day? And they'll look around.
And they'll think about it.
They'll see the greatness of every day.
Right. Like, I got a new pair of pants. Great day.
Yeah. Or I got my old comfy cozy pants on. They still fit.
Right.
And I haven't busted the knees out yet. Sweet. These pants have got to be 15 years old. How great is that? The ROI in these pants.
Speaking of which, I have to cycle through. I don't know how you shop for these things, but my clothes shopping has it's like an asymptote. You know what I mean? The hyperbolic. What's the curve that just tends towards zero there? An asymptote.
Okay.
You know, it used to be all over the map. Now it's just very routine, and essentially I have a rotation of. I got like 30 pairs of socks.
Yeah, all the same type, please.
And they're all the same type.
Standardized,
yep. And when they begin to wear out, when a few of them appear to have holes in them, I order another 30 pairs of socks.
Yep.
And those 30 become rags. Same goes for the underpants.
Underpants.
But even all my whole outfit. My outfit's basically just cargo shirts and collar shirts.
Sure.
Cargo shorts and collar shirts, right?
Nice.
So those start to get a little thin, a little worn.
Yeah. Cycle them out.
Order a few more.
Yeah, I've been doing I cannot stand clothes shopping, so I just have, I'm so bad, I just have big buckets of stuff from Amazon. It's like, I buy one or two. Does the shirt fit? Perfect. I'll take 15 of these black t-shirts, and boom, I get rid of all
them. Why would you need 15 black t-shirts?
Because I can go 15 days between doing laundry.
You can't put 15 shirts in the laundry. I've got like
10. Actually, I have about 10 of them.
I don't have 2 weeks worth of laundry, I don't think.
Yeah, I like 2 weeks. It's good, then you don't have that pressure.
Man, no, I basically have the 1 week. Or at least of work clothes.
Yeah.
Not that my work attire is anything spectacular, but...
No, I mean, you were wearing suits there every day for a while.
I was, for a little while. It's fun.
Dr. James.
That's right.
Paging Dr. James.
We talked about that.
Emergency room 104.
So, please. I'm beginning to think you had the head injury.
I definitely have been injured today. I think it's more psychological.
I think we can wrap it up 5 minutes early, don't you?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'll end it on this. What?
I got to check on my screaming child.
Cool. And I'll try not to have PTSD. Because I already tried to take a nap today, and I just kept seeing Alex on the floor with blood everywhere. I'm like, oh my goodness. Post-traumatic stress disorder from my kid falling. I can't even imagine what our poor vets are going through. Yeah, let's wrap up the show by saying props to our vets, man. They're awesome.
Oh, veterans.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought you meant veterinarians.
I mean, props to them too, but more related to our vets.
I was imagining them dealing with dogs that fell out of chairs. Hey. See, we're both pretty tired.
Yeah. I thought it was a pretty good show.
Otherwise. Yeah, props to the vets for sure.
Props to the vets.